USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Within the hour, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. This follows yesterday's closely watched Senate hearing, during which time Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified that the Supreme Court nominee sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh fiercely denied the accusations. The search for a missing boy coming to a tragic end in North Carolina.
Our community's heartbroken, our searchers, our investigators. This is not the end that we had hoped for.
That's the police chief in Gastonia, North Carolina, after a body believed to be that of 6-year-old Maddox Rich is found in a creek near the park where he disappeared while playing with his father last week. Maddox was nonverbal, autistic, and got lost after running ahead of his dad. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A powerful earthquake striking Indonesia and prompting tsunami warnings. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The quake struck around 6 p.m. local time, and according to duty seismologist Zachary Reeves at the USGS, it was a major quake.
It's a 7.5. We have it at about 13 kilometers depth. It is 50 miles from the capital of Indonesia, roughly, and it's a pretty big earthquake.
Search, rescue crews, and emergency workers are in the area now looking for those in need.
Bill Cosby, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, defaced again. Pictures online show the star with the words serial rapist and hashtag Me Too scrawled on it in what appears to be permanent marker. Cosby started serving a 3 to 10 year sentence in a Pennsylvania prison this week for sexual assault. The CDC urging folks to get flu shots, saying 80,000 Americans died of the flu last season. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Passengers aboard a Papua New Guinea flight have quite a story to tell. The plane landing in a lagoon early today. There were 47 people aboard the flight that landed short of an airport runway. Crews quickly helped them to safety. There were no serious injuries or fatalities reported. Murphy Brown is back. The iconic 90s sitcom about a TV news journalist has been given a reboot and premiered last night on CBS with much of the original cast. Now, a running gag on the original sitcom was the revolving door position of Murphy Brown's secretary. It was someone new just about every week. Last night, her secretary was none other than... Well, let's see if you can figure it out.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you're right if you guessed Hillary Clinton. It looks like it will be another windy and dry day in western Wyoming where a massive wildfire is still raging. The Roosevelt Fire scorching over 50,000 acres south of Jackson and about 35% contained. And Tiger Woods is hoping Sunday's win carries over into the Ryder Cup. He and Team USA opening the tourney against Europe this morning in Paris, France. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.